This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are out this week with the latest results from our Marketplace Edison Research National Economic Poll. And one of the questions we asked this time around, and again, this was our first time in the field since the election, was whether people think the government ought to be run more like a business. We asked because, well, you know why we asked, right? And it turns out we are split 50-50 on whether that's a good idea. So on this 96th day of CEO as president, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore looked into how that government as a business thing is going.
Americans have argued for more than 100 years over whether the U.S. government should be run like a business.
Business people, business-oriented people, they've got a different mindset for getting things done and how to get things done. They go quickly to the problem and try to resolve.
Curtis Moore is from Kingston, Tennessee. He's a retired businessman himself. He answered the Marketplace Edison Research poll. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say the government should be run like a business, 78% to 32%. And a majority of Americans over age 45 think it's a good idea. Those under 45 and women tend to think it's not.
I mean, business shouldn't have anything to do with families. I think that kind of puts us middle-class people in a bad spot.
Debbie Bolton, age 63, also answered the Marketplace Edison poll. She's in Erlinger, Kentucky. Bringing a business approach to government was a central campaign promise of President Trump's. And in some ways, he has done it.
President Trump is doing what he can to act decisively.
H.W. Brands is a professor of history at the University of Texas at Austin.
And if there's one thing that I think most people have in mind as distinguishing the business world from the political world is that the CEO of a business can act decisively.
Trump has asked his son-in-law to head up the Office of American Innovation to revamp the federal bureaucracy, but it's way too early to say how that's going. So far, the president's most decisive moments have come when he signs executive actions, orders, proclamations, memoranda.
A lot of these that you read have not been able to make large policy changes.
Charisse Thrower is assistant professor of political science at Vanderbilt.
They're either ordering agencies to maybe look into policy change. And even the big ones that we think about, like the immigration orders, we've seen the courts step in.
Where courts haven't been a problem for Trump, Congress has. One of Trump's signature promises was health care reform. So far, he's been unable to convince the legislature to go along.
One thing that's unique to the Trump presidency is that maybe his lack of anticipation of some of these constraints.
That blind spot may be a direct result of Trump's business experience, argues Morley Winograd, senior fellow at USC's Annenberg School.
As soon as he needs to address alternative centers of power, both in the Congress and the judiciary, he's failed partially because he's never had to take into account those kind of alternative power centers in decision-making in a business.
Trump's most famous line before the presidency may well have been, "You're fired," but he can't fire Paul Ryan or a judge that blocks his orders.
I think he's learning the realities of how unlike a business the government is.
Maybe just as well, since only 50% of businesses survive more than 4 or 5 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Two more things about our poll real quick. First of all, check out our Economic Anxiety Index. Take our quiz as well. See where you fall on the economic stress spectrum. Also, if you're one of those who learns by seeing instead of listening, we let out some key findings from the poll in a video. It's all at marketplace.org.